Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Today is Sarah Wickline Wallen. She is a staff writer and has written about bone density testing or DEXA scans. And today we're going to talk about the millions of dollars wasted on testing people too often. I am not saying not to test, but the recent articles and data are showing that we test too often. We test when we don't need to test. And we just like to test. Us doctors like to test. We're very testy. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the variability that people may not be aware of when someone's doing a DEXA scan on them. They may think that this is an extremely accurate test, and it doesn't matter who does the test, what machine the test is done on, that they can do it at the hospital, at the doctor's office, wherever they want, and the doctor's going to be able to interpret their results brilliantly and be able to adjust the treatment exactly based on the result. Please tell me that everything I just said is utter nonsense.
I'm afraid I can't. There are a lot of variables. Right.
Let's start with just the variability of the test in general between one scan and the next.
Well, Dr. Bjork estimates that it's about 5 to 6%, which, while that may seem not like a huge margin, when you're talking about bone density, which can be measured in the tenth, you know, even down to the 100th, it is a huge difference to have 5 or 6, you know, whole percent in variability based off of who's operating the machine, the every machine, how is the patient laying on the table, what kind of clothes are they wearing, do they shift at all during the 15 to 20 minutes of the scan, which can affect the calibration of the machine. You know, there are so many things that go into it.
Now, most people are not aware that the machine or the machines that exist out there don't use the same database. And so you can get scanned same day, same person on two different machines, and you're going to get two totally different numbers.
Right. It's not like breaking your arm, like an X-ray.
Correct.
From that. It's very different.
And there are women that will say, you know what, I want to get my scan this year at the hospital. And once that happens, it's basically worthless. I cannot compare the test done in my office to the one in the hospital because they're different machines, different techs, different everything, different database. It's apples and oranges. I cannot make an intelligent decision on what to do with that second scan. It's a waste of money and time, and it's hard to tell patients that. So do you recommend that everyone get tested on the exact same machine by the same technologist every 10 years? That would be very hard to do.
It might be hard to do, but there might also be other things that could be done between those two exams. You could take your baseline measures from your first DEXA scan and use the fracture risk assessment tool and recalculate, including changes in patient characteristics, for a new risk stratification for bone density loss. So I don't know that, you know, if you wanted to then do a second scan at 10 years, but include those calculations, you know, deciding whether or not to put somebody on bisphosphonate therapy or to rescan is more of a complex decision than just, oh, 10 years, let's just look at these two, you know, variables, I think.
There are different organizations, including our government, that have come out and said that you shouldn't get this test more frequently than every 10 years. And then there are organizations that say you can do it every 2 years. And our government will pay you to do it every 2 years, yet they say you don't need to do it every 2 years. So they're kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth. They need to get their story straight and stop paying for it if they want to change behavior of physicians testing. Yes? No?
Absolutely. And they're certainly not making risk factors a requirement for earlier testing. And there are things that can make somebody at higher risk for having bone density loss. Steroid therapy, so thyroid disorder, things like that. But that's so not those necessarily are the people being calculated in that.
Right. We're just doing someone, if they walk in and they happen to have a extra X chromosome and they're 50 years old, we're going to say, oh, you need a DEXA scan. Let's get one for a baseline just to see. And patients will go right along with that. They want to know what their number is. They love their numbers. They love getting tests. And they think it's a benign test, and they don't realize the Pandora's box they're opening.
Right. And well, what do you do with that information if you have moderate to mild osteopenia? Are you going to go on whatever medication they tell you to go on and then, you know, possibly suffer side effects from that? Or
yes.
Do you want to play the wait and see? Do you want to do healthy lifestyle modification?
Exactly.
I have heard one of the commenters on the website said that they requested repeat scans every 2 years because they were trying really hard with healthy lifestyle modification and wanted mm-hmm. to track their progress. I can't say that I would necessarily argue with that, but I'm not a doctor, so...
Well, I am a doctor and I play one on the radio, so I will argue with it because as you said earlier, the variation from test to test is 5 to 6%, and so they could have improved their bone density over that 2 years, and the test might show no change, it might show a worsening change, it might show an improved change, and it's all within the accepted variability. So I can't tell the patient anything except, here's your new number.
Right.
Now, if it's positive, they like it. If it's unchanged, they kind of like that because they can say, oh, well, at least it hasn't gotten worse. But if it's gotten worse, then you have an upset patient thinking, oh, my God, I'm taking this pill and it's not doing, or I'm doing all these things and it's not working, when in fact, it may be the same or better. It's just not a good test, in my opinion.
Right.
You're agreeing with me. All right. So
I do.
How much money, Sarah, is being spent on this test currently? Throw out some numbers. Shock the audience.
It's difficult to say, including private insurers and Medicare and, you know, I don't have coding statistics in front of me, but I definitely think that Medicare is throwing out roughly $1.4 billion a year on tests.
That's a big number. That's $1.4 billion, you said, by Medicare alone, and that's not including the women from age 50 to 65 that are getting this test by their private insurance companies that are paying a whole lot more than the $56 that Medicare is paying. So that number
quadruple. Yeah.
So let's say safely say maybe $3 to $4 billion on DEXA scans, and it's not really changing the outcome. Doesn't sound like a great test to me. So
it
you got any better ideas? You have any better ideas, Sarah?
Better ideas if you want to do preventive therapy, put everybody in a strength training class, get everybody on better nutrition, do some preventive lifestyle behavior kinds of things, and maybe an initial scan just to know that you don't have a true outlier on your hands.
Excellent.
But as far as repeat testing goes.
With that, we will call it a day. And I'd also say add in some high doses of vitamin D if you are low on D. That has been seen to be as effective as taking one of those noxious prescription medications. My guest today has been Sarah Wickline-Wallen from MedPage Today. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Don't let anybody do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends.